An employee's plea to his boss has resonated with many internet users. The employee says that he needs to take one working day off every week so he can take care of his kid during summer vacation. That's understandable, but he also demands full payment despite the fact that he will be working less. Otherwise, he will quit his job. So that is pretty much what the conversation is about. Let's look at this story. Is it a bit abnormal, a bit outrageous, as some people are saying, that an employee is demanding such things from an employer?
Well, this netizen posted this screenshot of a conversation with his boss on WeChat, and somehow this screenshot got onto the line online. I don't know whether it's his boss who put it up or someone else, who knows, but this letter goes like this. Allow me to read a little bit for you so that you can understand. Dear Mr. Hu, hello, this is his boss' surname. It's a school summer holiday period already. My kid has signed up with many extracurricular courses, and I need to spend more time to accompany him. Recently, I'm under huge pressure and feel depressed since my wife always complains about me being too busy and absent at home. My sleep is quite bad, and I've got vitiligo. Vitiligo is a kind of disease with the presence of pale, patchy areas of depigmental skin, if you can see that on Baidu. And my two hands have large amount of white spots. My doctor says it was triggered due to depression. Internet workers like me, who always work overtime, would easily be under huge pressure and have depression. So the doctor suggested that we should have more rest and learn how to relieve the pressure. Otherwise, the doctor says the result would be quite serious. So based on the facts above, I have no choice. I have to apply to work for 4 days per week. I will improve my efficiency at work and keep up with others, but I will not accept the idea of reducing my monthly salary. I'd quit the job if the company does so. Please consider my application and look forward to seeing your reply. I don't know whether the boss would accept this kind of deal. So in the first letter part of this letter, you can see that he is gaining some understanding in a mild way, show his weakness. But in the end, he is kind of threatening his boss by saying that I'd quit the job. So lots of netizens have different opinions and comments. Some say that this boss would never agree on this, or this guy must be extraordinary and he must be not afraid of losing his job, or he's just trying to quit. So all kinds of guesses. And, you know, it's kind of confusing to lots of people whether this is a good way to communicate with the boss with kind of application.
Yeah, this is really interesting, actually, because in our understanding, the conventional power dynamic between the boss and the employee is usually that the employee is trying to please the boss and trying to follow the orders. But here it seems like this employee, he's first of all stating his demand. And then he goes on a little bit like giving an ultimatum in saying that if you don't allow this, which is kind of special working hours schedule for me, then I'm going to quit. So I don't imagine the boss to be very happy to see that. And also we see that on the internet that a lot of internet users are very puzzled, like what Liu Min said earlier on about this guy's behavior. But there's also people saying that this is totally, totally what all parents want to say to the boss, because during summer vacation, kids suddenly are at home, and is it 2 months, or if not more, Liu Min, when these kids, they need somebody to look after. So here, there is that question that needs to be answered. Who should be looking after the kids? Should it be the parents? Does the school can contribute in some way, or even the employer? Who should be in charge?
Well, I have plenty of friends on my friend circle complaining about very hard to find a nanny these days to take care of those kids. So lots of people ask for all kinds of help from relatives, home teacher, nanny, neighbors, or even the kids' schoolmates' parents, where they put their kids in some non-stop extracurricular courses. According to a survey conducted by Tianjiang News, 95% of the parents sign up with all kinds of extracurricular courses for their kids to just keep them occupied. And so obviously the teachers from training school seem to be the first of choice, but there are some other kind of smart moms. For example, if I have a daughter and you have a daughter, so I can cook the lunch for the two kids and you cook for the dinner for the two kids, because I take the evening shift and you take the daytime shift. And this can be a good choice for some moms, but again, it's a rarely seen in Chinese society. So again, lots of people would choose to find a school or find a teacher.
Yeah, well, at least it's someone you can trust and you've paid the money. You are sure that it's someone who can look after the kids. And also, Chinese parents are pretty pushy, want kids to learn something at the same time as they're being looked after. It sounds like two birds with one stone, maybe. Ryan, when you were a little kid, I know you don't have one now, but you once was a kid. How did your parents
keep you occupied?
Plan the summer vacation for you?
You know, I think we did year-round when I was really young. But when we did join the school, I guess, academic calendar that was summer school and had summer vacation, me and my sister, I think at that time my sister was a little bit older. So she was maybe in middle school. And so she was in charge of watching me, being the little guy. But I think that worked out nicely for my mom. And also, you know, so she worked that 9-to-5 schedule, so she would always be home. And we'd just be maybe alone from 9 to 5 in the house by ourselves. But, you know, I think for the most part, we were pretty comfortable. I think actually we liked being alone, having the world to our own, you know, being able to make our own calls and having some of the most epic fights because mom wasn't around, you know, these kind of things. So yeah, definitely most of the time, I guess we looked after ourselves a lot. But, you know, that's just because parents are busy. And I don't think that trend's ever going to slow down. I mean, it's just going to get more and more busy, I think, for young parents and whatnot. And, you know, I think, yeah, you can rent a nanny if you have the means and all this stuff. Family, grandparents, maybe they can help, you know, hopefully they're around. But other than that, you know, I'm... hopefully most works, they allow you to be able to take your kids or have some kind of system where you can take your kids to work. Maybe there's a daycare in the office. I know this has worked out well for a lot of other enterprises where people have actually felt so comfortable having their parents having their kids nearby. So they work more efficiently. They even sometimes stay a little bit overtime, knowing that, you know, their kid's just downstairs. And I've heard of even some companies turning their daycare service that they provide for their employees as a service to maybe other companies in the area that don't have that daycare service. So I think hopefully companies are doing their part as well. I think moving forward, that might be something we'll see more of. But for this guy that wrote the letter, I don't think I have too much pity for him. You know, I think I share the netizens online comment, the guy who said, dude, if your boss agrees upon your application, then please let me know where you work because I'm going to submit a resume. And I think this paints a picture. I think, you know, what this guy is asking for, maybe it was posted by the boss, because maybe the boss is like, you know, what you're whining and complaining about, people are putting up with and dealing with all over. And you just send me this private message. And the first thing you say is, oh, my, I have kids. And, you know, something about this skin disease, which is unfortunate. Of course, it's like an immediate guilt trip. You're saying to the guy, oh, you know, no one wants to hurt a guy with kids. No one wants to say no to a dude with a skin disease. you know, what kind of person would do that? I don't think there's a reason, or I think there is a reason, that this letter started out with those kind of things and then goes into, basically, you work me so hard. I work in the internet industry, you know, I have depression and all this stuff. But there's not necessarily correlation between maybe your pressure and depression and all this stuff. How much of it has to do with your work, you know, like, or people are just seeing this letter and assuming maybe, oh my God, this guy has it so bad. But I think a lot of people maybe are reading this letter and saying, dude, welcome to life. Like, I have kids. I work 9 to 5. Sometimes I have to work overtime. Like Leo Min had just mentioned, these two ladies that take a night shift and a day shift and how they parent their kids, they work together. They're not writing letters to their bosses saying, you wouldn't believe, you know, this is ridiculous. I have to work. People figure their problems out. I don't think it's necessarily fair what this guy's asking for, because probably the people around him have kids. I mean, maybe they don't have this skin disease, but I'll tell you something. Mm. I looked up this skin disease. This skin disease is like primarily genetic, okay? So depression is not something I could see in my internet search that was necessarily correlated with getting this skin disease. Apparently, it's really prevalent if you have, I guess, you know, you're genetically predisposed. But you get it between the ages of 20 and 30 is when you can get it, or it's most prevalent in getting that, okay? Stress, I guess, sometimes can intensify it, but when it's there, as I understand, it's probably because of genetic preconditions. So work didn't necessarily, I don't even think the correlation is there. I mean, it's such a big leap for this guy to say, my skin disease is caused by you overworking me. But he said his doctor said that. I would love to see a doctor's note for that, because I just don't think doctors are saying these kind of things.
Yeah, I think there is the suspicion that this guy is not using logic, but merely using a pretty unfortunate situation to, in a way, threaten or emotionally blackmail, in a way, the boss. And also, putting this online, if it's the boss, then I guess it's a different story. But if it's the employee doing this, then it's pretty much burning the bridges with this company, it feels, because you're putting something very personal online, and this is work-related. Certainly doesn't seem that professional. But it seems like, regardless of all of that, parents do have this big problem during summertime and winter vacation when you have two working parents. What do you do with that one kid, and now, you know, maybe with the second kid?
Well, I just want to say, like, okay, I get it, you know, everybody wants to just immediately jump and say, protect the parents. Nobody made them have kids. You know, you got to be able to plan things in life, all right? So, like, at the same time, like, you know, in California, I remember my dad would always complain to me, because he said so many people would have kids, but they had no means of affording them. So then they would apply to this welfare system, and California is very lenient on welfare, so a lot of people would collect it. And that was maybe incentive in some cases, and the news would report it, that people would have more kids. You know, I get it. It's tough being a parent, but nobody made you sign up for it. You chose to sign up for it. So take responsibility for your actions and what you choose. You know, everybody has to work. Not everybody has to have a kid. But if you have a kid, realize it's going to be hard, you know, but I think it's going to pay off eventually. I think it does pay off. So that's my two cents.
Well, as a parent, Liu Min, what do you have to say?
Well, I think what Ryan has talked about company hosting those kind of summer vacation classes can be a really good business for those companies, because if this company is capable and have enough money and they host this kind of class, they can also make money from other companies' employees. Otherwise, you know, it's going to just be, you know, force your employees to come to work and leave on time. But some employees, if you put their kids in this class, they prefer to come in earlier and go later.
Okay, that sounds cool. And I do think that when companies are trying to help out or showing that they care for their employees, usually you get loyal employees, and that's certainly one thing that companies would want. Yes. You're listening to Roundtable with myself, He Yang, Ryan Price, and Liu Min.